I would say the back, very back end of your bullpen is the only thing that is not likely stabilized. When you're talking about a key core of a team, the five-man rotation, eight starters, and then one DH, and then your absolute closer. Not that teams can't find him. That's probably one thing that is not a lock right now, not including some bench spots and some other bullpen spots. Does that concern you at all, bring back a guy who saved 30-plus games last year?
Well, we have a couple of options in our bullpen. You know, Tommy Hunter throws hard enough to, you know, be considered for those last three outs, and I think he'll probably get some opportunity. Alfredo Aceves has saved games before. Evan Meek, who made the All-Star team a couple years ago, he's in camp. He's a possibility. Kelvin De La Cruz pitched late in some games for the Dodgers in their AAA team and struck out 12 per nine innings at Albuquerque. He's looked pretty good. Darren O'Day can help in the late innings. Brian Mattis can help in the late innings, and Buck manages his bullpen real well. You never know what's going to happen when some of these relievers that are dependable already are given the opportunity to get the last three outs of the game. I mean, that's how closers are developed, and that's where a lot of teams will find closers, and that's how we found our closer a couple years ago. So we'll have to wait and see how that plays out. You know, if our starting pitchers are giving us good innings, and, you know, we're scoring a few runs, you know, maybe we'll have a little time to sort that out here in the spring.
Yeah, closers, they have to start somewhere if you're going to give them a guy. You don't just wake up out of the minor leagues with 30 or 40 saves to your name. It doesn't work that way.
Well, it generally doesn't work that way, and most of your good closers were starting pitchers along the way, and they got an opportunity to pitch and, you know, learn their pitchers and learn their job and their delivery and so forth. But, you know, there are some other established relief pitchers that had injuries that are out there. You know, maybe somebody from that group could come and help our ball club. You know, maybe one of our young pitchers will develop and one of our current starters could move to the bullpen and save the game. So I don't, you know, if you have some decent pitching depth, you know, Buck and Dave Wallace, these guys are pros. They've been around. They'll be able to sort that out with Dom Chidi and our bullpen coach. And, you know, I think we'll be able to come up with somebody. The if we can't, then, you know, we can go look in the market. But we've got a lot of work to do here to find out what some of the pitchers here can do to help the ball club.
What do you do right now during this process of spring training? It looks like, at least for now, the bulk of the Orioles' moves are done. I'm sure you're always tweaking, and there might be some trade opportunities certainly at the end of this spring. But what does the general manager, the executive, VP of baseball operations do at this stage? Are you evaluating and talking to your scouts, manager, internal coaches? What are you specifically looking at?
Well, we do that all the time in terms of our internal evaluation. And the team always looks at the other ball clubs, so we look for other opportunities. The other thing that we do is we try to get a consistent training program in place for the whole organization in the spring. And you can get a lot of work done. You know, this management team's had a couple of years in a row, so, you know, people know what their jobs are and they know what's expected. And, you know, I think our players were energized when we signed some of these veteran players late in the season, like when Cruz and Jimenez came here. We're still looking around to see if there's some other veteran players that could help our ball club this year. There's still a couple players that are out there that haven't signed yet. So we're continuing to evaluate that along with the other clubs. So, you know, the spring is great early on because you get a chance to see all the young players. And then you get an idea.
I love that.
Yeah, and then you get an idea of what you have and how your team is going to be able to compete. And then where you may need some additional help or depth with your team. I mean, that's what these games in the spring are about, so you get to know your players. And Buck does a great job giving the players an opportunity to show how they can help the team during the season.
At the end, though, it comes down to how you can sum up a ball player. When you see a young player, 21, 22, 23, 24, maybe even what I think is interesting, the Orioles have signed a lot of 27, 28-year-olds who maybe have been lost in an organization for a while, the David Lowe's of the world, who you give them an opportunity here to be somebody where you look at their minor league numbers and you can evaluate who they might be playing every day.
Right. Well, David Lowe's an interesting case. He's looked good here in the spring. He's played well defensively. tracking the fly balls. He made some good running catches. He's got an excellent arm, and he's been learning his job as a leadoff hitter and taking a lot of pitches and working hard to get on base. So I think all those things are very, very promising for the team to be able to have a player of David Lowe's caliber and to see him develop. You know, we certainly have a job for him. You know, Esavis is kind of interesting too, because he's just 30 years old, and he's won 10 games twice in the American League East. And then Yoon we like. Yoon was the youngest starting pitcher on the Major League free agent market. And although he was from Korea, he has over 9 years experience in the top levels, and he's distinguished himself in international competitions. So, you know, we have some players that have played a lot of baseball but haven't had a lot of opportunity in the big leagues, and hopefully given the opportunity, they'll be ready to help the team and they'll be ready to excel.